Welcome to the Principal Liner Notes Podcast. This is Sean Gaylord, and this is yet another impromptu digital carpool episode. I am driving to the schoolhouse right now as we speak. I am also trying to keep my eyes on the road and my hands on the wheel, quoting a little bit of the Doors' Roadhouse Blues. And I've got a couple of thoughts that I want to share that have just kind of arrived as I'm driving to the schoolhouse. And as you know, with an impromptu digital carpool episode, there are a few pregnant pauses. I'm doing my best to be safe. And there may be some ahs and ums. There's no script. I'm not in a studio. I am literally driving to the schoolhouse. So I've saved you a seat. And got an empty cup holder here for you, and let's chat. As I'm driving to the schoolhouse, I'm becoming a little nostalgic. It's December, it's the holiday season, and I drive by various neighborhoods on the way to work, and I see all kinds of Christmas decorations out and holiday decorations up and lights and inflatable Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeers and inflatable Santas and stars and lights. And I think back to when my three daughters, Maddie, Emily, and Rachel, were little, and there was a game that we used to do around this time of the year where we would, when we would drive, I would say, all right, we've got to do our Christmas spirit inspection. We have to do our holiday inspection. Let's make sure that everyone is showing the Christmas spirit or the holiday spirit in some way, shape, or form. And so we would look for lights. And so we would, it would be kind of like a version of I Spy. And it was our way to kind of keep the ride interesting and fun and festive and delightful. And right now I don't have my daughters in the car with me. I'm missing them so much. And I look forward to when they all come home for the holidays and we're all under one roof together. I'm really looking forward to that moment. And maybe if I have the opportunity to drive them someplace, maybe we'll play that game again. And as I was thinking about that game, it got me thinking about a recent book that I am rereading. In fact, I just finished rereading, and I've made several mentions to in the last several episodes of this podcast, and that's Legacy of Learning by Megan Lawson. And she's been on the podcast a couple of times, and in her book Legacy of Learning, which I highly recommend if you're looking for an inspirational and upbeat and authentic read on education and life affirmation, that is the book to put to the top of your queue, or the book to put to the top of your to-be-read shelf. And I'm going to loosely paraphrase, because I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but towards the end of the book, Megan gives some really heartfelt tips on belonging and vulnerability and leaving this positive legacy of learning and connecting it to her own life and her career and such. And in the book, she talks about finding the good, going out and looking for the good, seeking the good, and being intentional about that, and taking a small moment to do that. And as I was reflecting upon this nostalgic memory that I have of driving my daughters around and us looking at holiday lights and Christmas decorations, I thought about that passage from the book about finding the good. And then I think about how, as I do this podcast, it is for me 1 week before the holiday break, rather. And it can be a time of great joy, a time also of great stress and anticipation for all kinds of reasons, all kinds of rationale, right? And so I encourage you, listener, that in the course of the mania of your week, because, and I've been doing this gig for 32 years, and it's usually the week before a holiday is just high energy, high octane, lots of action, lots of hustle and bustle, but also it can be a time of great stress for all kinds of reasons. You know, folks that may be dreading the holidays, folks that may be facing some kind of trauma, folks that may be just all kinds of reasons. And I would encourage you to actively seek the good, to actively seek out and take a moment in the course of your day to find one moment of good and to call out that moment of good, to call out that moment of goodness to the person in which you found the good or the moment in which you found the good. I'll give you a quick example. I was attending the North Carolina Principal and Assistant Principal Association Conference in Pinehurst, and I was checking into the hotel where I was staying. Lovely place, the Holly Inn in Pinehurst. And as I was checking in, the clerk at the desk asked for my cell phone number. And I proceeded to give it to her. And she said, "Wow, you have a really lovely voice. Do you do radio?" And I just remember feeling so warm by that comment or compliment. And, you know, I replied, "Well, I don't do radio anymore. I used to do radio in college, but I do a podcast." And again, just a small moment. You know, she didn't really need to give me that compliment. She really didn't need to give me that. But then also as I was you know, feeling that moment, I felt impelled to, okay, you know, for the next person that I encounter, I'm going to find the good and call it out. Again, very, very simple, very basic. But if we actively do that, and maybe you schedule a time on your calendar for maybe it's a 60-second find the good and call out the good moment. And maybe if you did that for the days leading up to, or the duration of the days leading up to your winter break, it will definitely make that kind of stressful, action-packed week a little bit better, not only for you, but for someone else. But then in return, if it becomes a habit and a routine, just think about how that small moment, that small minute can be so impactful and resonate in a powerful way for someone that needs that moment to be called out. Find the good. That's it for this episode of the Principal Liner Notes Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and indulging with me on this impromptu digital carpool episode. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for the gift of your time. And I'm always honored when a listener presses play or download on an episode. Special thanks to Megan Lawson for her wonderful book, Legacy of Learning. I suggest you check it out, download it, order it, go to your friendly neighborhood independent bookstore and ask for it. You can definitely get it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. Also, I want to give just a brief shout out to my three beautiful daughters, Maddie, Emily, and Rachel. I am so grateful for how you bring goodness and wonder in the lives of so many others. And Mom and I can't wait to see you very soon. This is the Principal Liner Notes Podcast. This is Sean Gailey. Don't forget to share with the world your dreams, your visions, your ideas. And also don't forget to take a moment, to take a pause, to intentionally find the good in whatever gig that you're doing, and to call out that good and to call out that moment to the person in which you are feeling that they are bringing the good, just as I just did for my three wonderful daughters. I just love them so much, and I can't wait to see them. Take care. There's always a flip side, and I hope to catch you there. Thanks again for tuning in.